The bill, brought by Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, previously got the nod from the Industry, Innovation, and Technology Committee. It was ambiguous in its original form, only authorizing the state agriculture department to develop rules for a hemp program. After that committee, Bradley said he would work with advocates and the department to clarify.
This is a beginning point to get the discussion going, and I think there's going to be a lot of give and take and discussions between Commissioner Freed's office, our fellow legislators in the House on it, and I think the final product will probably look different than what you saw today.
Bradley lived up to his word, offering a robust 10-page amendment clarifying a number of questions raised during its first stop. It provides basic registration and licensing requirements for hemp growers and manufacturers, and it leaves it up to the Agriculture Department and the Departments of Business Regulation and Health to draft rules. Most importantly, for a number of advocates and state officials alike, it legalizes hemp derivative CBD. Unlike marijuana, CBD doesn't give a high, and it's often used for pain relief and muscle relaxation. Right now, CBD is in a legal gray area, with officials like Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed saying it's illegal, despite appearing on the shelves of health food stores, gas stations, and smoke shops across the state. Another question, raised at its previous committee stop, is about the scope of production. Should hemp be available solely on an industrial scale, or can people grow it at home? That's a question Boca Raton Democratic Senator Kevin Rader had for Bradley.
Will individuals be able to grow hemp for personal use?
No, and if we were to do that, we would not be consistent with the opportunities given to us by the Farm Bill.
So hemp isn't a controlled substance. Why not just allow individuals to grow it then?
Well, that was something that I would suggest that you take up with our friends in Congress.
Bradley notes hemp is a unique product, but he wants to make it as available as possible.
This is not a reflection of the medical marijuana system. That is a medicine with a controlled substance, and this is different. But it's also not the same as growing apples or oranges either.
This includes transporting hemp across state lines and even internationally. Hemp products would also get the Fresh from Florida stamp of approval, like oranges grown in the state, and the quality control regulations that accompany it. Yet Florida Cannabis Action Network Executive Director Jody James takes issue with a provision requiring farmers to agree in advance to law enforcement searches. That's included as a requirement to get a grow license.
One of the concerns that we have with this bill comes on line 80 through 87, which is where every farmer waives their right to the Fourth Amendment. Basically, if you pass this bill the way it is, you are telling farmers who participate in this program and anyone who participates in this program that they should allow law enforcement on their property at any time.
James says she understands the concern for keeping high THC products like marijuana off the market. THC is the ingredient that produces a high. CBD contains less than 0.3% THC. But James says this could lead to confusion.
If you guys don't understand the difference and there's not a line item allocating what the difference is going to be, how do you expect the Leon County Sheriff to know the difference?
Also on the committee's docket was a linked bill that caps the application fee for a hemp license at $500. The Agriculture Department can waive the fee, and the funds raised will go to the Plant Industry Trust Fund. The 2018 federal Farm Bill decriminalized hemp, but it's still illegal under state law. A similar bill in the House is scheduled to be heard by its first committee Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.